Today's special guest on the Cheryl Reeve podcast is Claire DeWillis, now the general manager of the Minnesota Lynx. And Claire, first of all, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it. And second, I just wanted to really start from the beginning. I think people's origin stories in sports are among the most fascinating things we come across. You know, I mean, everybody ends up at this high level, and everybody had to start someplace. And sometimes they're a parent giving them a gift. Sometimes these are a playground nearby or whatever. What was kind of your entry into basketball? And in front of Red, you grew up in Iowa, correct?
Yep. You're right. Yeah. Thanks for having me on, first and foremost. But yeah, I mean, growing up, Des Moines, Iowa, I was always super involved in not only basketball, but every sport. And I think that kind of piqued my interest early, in terms of just being part of a team and wanting to compete at a high level. I was super competitive even as a kid. My brother and I would always play sports together, and my sister too, but we would always kind of just play together, and I was always fiercely competitive. So, you know, that was kind of an early childhood memory. And then as I kind of grew up and played more competitively in high school, I ran track, I played tennis, I played softball, basketball, whatever I could play. I just wanted to be involved in sports. So that was kind of the landscape in high school. And then, you know, like when you talk about relationships, I think my parents always encouraged me. My mom played basketball. She was a pretty good athlete herself. And so she always was really encouraging me. And her dad, my grandpa, he'd always sit me down after all these games, and he would kind of run through my stat sheet and say, you know, you could have done better with this, you could have done better with that. Or, you know, we joke, he kind of had grandpa goggles. I'm not sure he ever saw I missed a shot, you know, but certainly I did. But that was kind of cool to have that relationship with my grandpa, and just be kind of supported all throughout, you know, growing up. And then went on to play in college at Wayne State. Loved my experience there. And we had a really solid team, went to the Elite Eight my senior year. And, you know, I just, even going through college, it was just like, I knew I needed to have basketball in my life. And as you get to the senior year, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, this is coming to a close. But I knew I wanted to continue on. So I just wanted to, you know, find opportunities where I could, and went on to coach for a couple of years in the same conference at Southwest Minnesota State. And, you know, that kind of geographically got me closer to where I am now with Minnesota. And luckily, right from there, had the opportunity to start pretty entry level with the Lynx. But gosh, it's crazy to think back now. It's like 2023, and I started in 2014. And it's just kind of been the time of my life here for the last closer to a decade, part of, you know, my young professional life. So had a ton of fun. And, you know, now where I am, it's pretty cool to look back and kind of see all the places I've been to.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. We all knew it was coming, but it was nice to have the actual final announcement, as I'm sure you felt the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very exciting. It'll be one of those things that'll be like kind of in my memory bank for life. I think that moment when Cheryl officially told me, it was just, you know, one-on-one, her and I sitting in her office. And it was a cool moment, one I'm very proud of.
Anything, did she say anything memorable other than just, hey, you got the job?
She always is giving really great advice to me. You know, like that's part of the reason why I appreciate her mentorship so much. But you know, like just going back and forth, I wanted to express to her that for me, it's, I just always want to do an amazing job no matter what I'm doing. And so I kind of was expressing that and just letting her know that I didn't want to let her down. I didn't want to let the franchise down. I wanted to do the best job I possibly could to, you know, continue the legacy that the Lynx have kind of established. And, you know, my involvement in that is not light, and with this new heightened responsibility, I just wanted to make sure that you know, I did the best that I possibly could. And a nugget of advice that she gave me in that moment was just, you know, you have an aptitude to do this, and you have a work ethic, and just, you know, trust your instincts, and trust that the work that you put in will continue to kind of bear fruits, for lack of a better term. But she was just also, you know, she does this too. It's a big belief of hers. As long as you prepare and you work hard and you spend time and hours, you'll have the confidence
to make the right decisions when it comes to be that point in time. So those are our little nuggets that I'm kind of holding on tight to here during free agency and the busy part of this off season, because obviously being prepared is top of mind and crucial in these moments here.
Yeah, quite an off season for you guys. We'll get into that. This is the Cheryl Reeve Show. This is part of TalkNorth.com. Our ace producer is Brandon Morton. We appreciate you listening. The best way to listen, subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It's free. It's the easiest way to listen. Thank you to our many sponsors, starting with Rudy Luther Toyota, Successful Marketing Group, All Energy Solar, and we're brought to you from the Aquarius Home Services Studio. So tell me, what does fiercely competitive look like? You throw in elbows, you mean looks. What does that come down to?
Yeah, a little bit of that. Actually, all of that. I think, you know, I'm the baby of the family. I'm the youngest of three. And so I kind of had this like underdog mentality. You know, I wasn't supposed to be better than my sister at basketball or my brother at football. And maybe I was, maybe I wasn't, but I always wanted to prove that I was. And so I always super enjoyed going in the front yard, and we'd play football like in the street. And I just wanted to be like part of the group. And so that was always kind of my MO. I just wanted to make sure that people were picking me first. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that, I don't know, just winning was always the most important thing to me. And, I think having that mindset really early kind of is foreshadowing for where I have been now through my life. It's just, I hate to lose. And so, I guess being the fiercely competitive kind of rears its head in different ways, depending on what is going on. But in childhood, it was like always the backyard kickball games or, you know, that kind of thing. So
how do you deal with losing as an executive? Because when you're a player, you can work out more, you can yell, you can, you know, throw something if you want. You have a little different status when you're running things instead of on the court.
Yeah, I mean, I think in conjunction with Cheryl, obviously she exudes a lot of that fiercely competitive nature as well. So I think, you know, that's something that binds us. And it's also something that I kind of think of, like, you know, she's heavily involved as the coach. So it's like, it's two things, being front office and a coach. I mean, it would be a hard position for her to be in. I tried to be a little bit of a sounding board. And just, it hurts when you obviously aren't successful and you invest so much. It's what we think about, you know, around the clock. And so like with anything in any industry, if you're not successful, it can be kind of a heartbreak. But I would say just trying to stay even keeled and you know, learn from situations if they don't go your way. But obviously, it kind of goes back to, again, just being as prepared as possible. I think that's like a really good foundation for anything that you do. And then being able to tweak that if you kind of come up short.
Cheryl and I always talk about the long, slow progression of women's sports. And I know when I first started covering men's professional sports, this is back late 80s, early 90s, you know, men's teams, NFL, baseball, they just didn't have very big staffs. You know, they had a general manager, assistant general manager. They had a manager or a head coach and a limited number of assistants. Now, the men's game has absolutely exploded. You know, there are just specialists, specialty scouts, a million assistants, a million people behind the scenes, you know, all of their own masseuses and all that. What's it like to be at the stage in the women's game where all of you, I know, you know, you have a fairly small group of people who seem to do everything. What is that like these days?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's kind of all I know in my time. You know, it's like, I, as you know, Jim, like started in a more of an operational role, and all I knew was wearing a bunch of different hats, you know, which was the great part too. I got to learn a lot about a lot of different facets of our franchise. And that was something that I think has helped me now in my current role. I'm proud to see that the league is beginning to expand. You know, a lot of the teams that formerly had dual roles are now splitting and kind of expanding headcount, which is, you know, just a sign of growth, which is great for our league. And yeah, so I mean, I think there's a lot of responsibility, and it's shared by few people, but I think it also lends itself to kind of the intimacy of our group and the trust factor that we have, not only among Cheryl and I and, you know, Swanee and analytics and our coaching staff. We kind of all have that trust factor where we know exactly what, kind of the strengths and weaknesses of everyone on our staff. So that's helpful too.
A little more with Claire coming up. Once again, thanks for listening to the Cheryl Reeve Show from the Aquarius Home Services Studio. We want to thank Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
A new year means renewed solar energy incentives from local utility providers. Want to save money on your solar install? Find out what incentives you could qualify for at AllEnergySolar.com/coach. All Energy Solar, delivering quality solar installations for homes and businesses since 2009. Get a free solar quote at allenergysolar.com/coach. Want to be more green this year? Solar energy can help. The electrical grid has limited space for renewable energy, so beat the rush and plan your solar installation soon. Solar with energy can provide peace of mind during winter storms, and guess what? Soon enough, you'll be worrying about summer storms. So check it all out. Get all the information you need at allenergysolar.com/coach. Thank you to Glory and Successful Marketing Group. They created and manage all the social media for the Cheryl Reeve Show. If you're looking for a social media for your business, I would highly recommend you contact her at glory@successfulmarketinggroup.com. Thanks, Glory has been a big asset to the network and this show all along. Highly recommend working with her. So you got a job with the Lynx when they were the franchise in the WNBA. Was it hard to get your foot in the door?
I was lucky enough to know someone. I had an acquaintance where I was, getting my master's at SMSU, and she was in the fan experience, working really closely with Carly Knox actually. So I just said like, hey, this is my dream job. I know it is. So if you could even, just, you know, utter my name to someone, and luckily she did. And then, you know, going back to the foundation of what I've already mentioned a couple of times and just being prepared, I don't know if I got any sleep that week leading up to the interview with Cheryl, but I just, you know, I did lots of planning and kind of trying to think of any question or anything, any stone left unturned, so that I was as clean and precise as I could have been during the interview process. And yeah, I mean, it was a interview that I was really nervous for, but I also felt like this was perfect for me and I knew I could thrive and if I got the opportunity. So did not take the interview lightly, and luckily it all shook out the way I hoped it would.
God, job interviews are just, they're brutal. I mean, you sit
they
there,
really
you,
are.
You feel like any one thing you say could cost you, you know, your dream job.
I know.
I don't miss them.
Luckily I haven't had to do one, you know, much at all except for that one. So the other thing that I was doing when I was preparing was I was like, talking to my sister, and Ellen is 6 years older than me. So she was always my go-to if I needed help for anything, but she was just like, let's just do a mock interview. And so that was helpful. But then when I got into the interview with Cheryl, I was like, yeah, you know, I just wanted to let you know, I'm not going to half-ass anything. So, and I kind of took myself back. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not just say that in the interview, did I? But she kind of giggled. And so I thought it was a lighthearted moment that we kind of giggled about it in that moment. So it was kind of funny.
So we talk to Cheryl all the time. People have gotten to know her, obviously, over the years. But you know her better than most. You see her behind the scenes. You know, I think the two things people on the outside see are incredibly competitive, also somebody with a sense of humor, a sense of social justice, who cares about more than basketball. What do you see mostly behind the scenes? Or do you see a completely different Cheryl?
I think I probably do see a different Cheryl because we spend so much time together. Everything that you mentioned is true and more. I think, she's got great depth to her and she is so thoughtful and, you know, she knows what I think. I mean, my perspective is she knows pretty much everything about everything. So she's been a great resource to me. But like you said, Jim, too, like, you know, her sense of humor, which is so witty and like just smart, which is a lot of fun to be around. Our staff was lucky enough to treat ourselves to a working staff retreat in LA a couple weeks back. And it just kind of let us have an opportunity. Yeah, we worked really hard, but we also had, you know, 4-hour dinners and stuff where we just got to kind of relax and be ourselves. And it was like those moments where you got to see Cheryl, like, just be super funny. And our staff is just so close knit. And so it was a really special, you know, 3 or 4 days in LA where we got to kind of enjoy ourselves in that regard. But Cheryl's one of the most incredible people. You know, she's done a ton for me in my career, and, you know, as a person too, she just is really caring. And so those are some of the great takeaways from her that maybe someone else might not know.
That's great. Did you guys like play golf or do anything fun in LA other than just kind of meet and hang out?
Yeah. You know, we talked about doing some golf. We golfed quite a bit when we were in the bubble in Bradenton, but our golf game is not pretty. So we steered clear of that. And, we actually went on a hike, which was wonderful. The weather was beautiful. So we just knew we wanted to be outside, but, we also had, really good dinners. We went to Malibu the first night and we posted up for, like I said, like 4 hours at this table. And then, you know, when it was dessert time, we were like, hey, maybe we'll go over to that table for the sunset. So we kind of, spent maybe too much time, but we got a lot of work done. And like I said, we had a lot of laughs, so it was great.
Nobody in your organization was surprised when Maya Moore finally officially announced her retirement, but it still is a milestone of sorts. What are your memories of getting to know Maya and being around her?
Yeah, Maya, obviously great human. She was adored by everyone in our franchise, our fans, our city. Obviously her, you know, basketball prowess can't be debated. And so my memory is honestly like, again, that was a few years back when I was more doing some of the like grunt work. So I'd be like in the locker room with her and she'd be the last one out every single night, no matter whether we were at home or in a different city. She was the last one out of the locker room every night. So we had a lot of unique like one-on-one times where, you know, she would just be taking her time and thinking about the game and talking about a play or this or that. She starts singing, you know, she's multi-talented. She can play instruments. She can sing. She can, you know, she can do it all. So I think those moments like really stick out to me. Everyone knows how great of a basketball player she was, but, you know, she was just a really, genuine human being. And for a young person like myself at that time, like was so humble and just, you know, down to earth. So I think those are really great attributes that Maya has too.
What's it like for a former Iowa basketball player to watch Caitlin Clark play these days?
I love it. She broke all my high school, records at Dowling. So
wow.
Yeah. But she's obviously such a talent. She's fun to watch. I love, you know, the offensive side of the game, and she can certainly do that. So she's a bunch of fun.
Do you know her?
I really don't. My family knows kind of her family. My mom knows everyone in Des Moines, so I'm not surprised by that. But they know each other, but I haven't really had the chance to meet her. Even with us both being Dowling grads. So
you've worked a number of jobs coming up through the organization. Which was there one that was particularly difficult, or was there one aspect of one that was particularly difficult? I mean, what was the toughest thing you had to go through as a member of the organization?
Good question, Jim. I would say this one is the most challenging because of the responsibility that goes with it. You know, and just not wanting to have any missteps or anything that wasn't thought about, or you know, the homework not being done, and that's just because it's a big, you know, a lot of responsibility, like I said. But I would say there was certainly several instances where logistically things weren't going according to plan, just with travel or some other stuff when I was mainly focused on the operations stuff. But the great other thing about Cheryl is she'll understand, you know, a lot of it's out of our control. And then it's just about being solution oriented and being organized to try to find a solve that will let the players feel as little turbulence as possible. So there are several instances like that, but we are able to get through most of them.
Yeah, I've known a lot of traveling secretaries over the years, and that is a difficult job. So much can go wrong; it's beyond your control. I don't know if I'd have the stomach for that one.
Yeah,
but you learn a lot about a lot of things when you're doing it. I know that.
Yeah, I try to remain calm, but I'm my voice might sound calm, but I'm like trying to figure out, you know, how we're gonna right the ship, so to speak. So.
Well, I appreciate all your time today. I'm going to ask you for a final thought. It can be on any subject you like in the world. It can be silly or serious or basketball or not basketball. Hey, to everyone who's listening, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the Cheryl Reeve Show. Thanks to all of our sponsors and our producer, Brandon Morton. Again, we are coming to you from the Aquarius Home Services Studio. And I want to thank Claire for all of her time and her storytelling. So do you have a final thought of any kind for us today, Cheryl? Claire, excuse me.
I would say... obviously, with free agency hot and heavy on our minds, I know Cheryl urged the listeners to wear their lucky socks and, you know, get their lucky pennies out. And I would just implore them to do the same. Obviously, we're in the next kind of phase where decisions will start to be made here by players. And just excited. It's been a fun time, and looking to have more fun here in the future. So.
Yeah, I wish I could ask you like for a hint about what you're going to do, but I know you can't give me one, so I'm not going to do that. It's just like
Thanks,
talking
Jim.
To Cheryl.
No,
it's like why ask a question that can't be answered at this point? But I will say that I'm really looking forward. I'm hoping you guys make some news. This is a great time of the year to write about women's sports, women's basketball. So I'm hoping you give us some fodder, because that's all that really matters, is that we have fodder.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, I'm very hopeful for the same. I am excited. So it'll be exciting times here in the next week or coming weeks. So looking forward to it.
Great. Well, look forward to talking to you again soon. I appreciate the time today, and best of luck in free agency with everything else.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Thanks, Brandon.